everyone. Thank you for watching this episode of Problems of a Teenager, episode 7 to be exact. Today on Problems of a Teenager, we have special guest Leroy Cluckland, a pastor, a spiritual advisor, and ex-Marines officer. And guess what, y'all? He was also an ELA teacher. Well, he still is. Thank you guys for watching this episode and staying tuned for more.
Welcome to the 7th episode of Problems of a Teenager, where we bring teens from all around the world to talk about their problems and how they got through it. I'm Keon Williams, a teen activist. Well, I'm your host, Keon Williams, a teen activist and American entrepreneur. And on this episode of Problems of a Teenager, we have special guest Leroy Kirkland, a preacher, retired Marines officer, and school teacher. And I brought him on our show today to talk about bullying, such a big topic, such a serious topic. So let's get both started. Hello, Mr. Kirkland. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Keon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely, even though we just spent 30 minutes trying to start the podcast.
Right.
Okay, so let's start. Teachers often underestimate how much bullying is occurring at their schools. 28% of young people from grades 6 to 12 has been a victim of bullying. There are so many number of approaches by victims and bystanders of bullying, as well as parents, school, and work personnel can discourage bullying at school or in a workplace. So there are 4 different types of bullying: verbal bullying, physical bullying, rational bullying, and reactive bullying. So I'm going to tell you what they all mean. Verbal bullying refers to the word of, you know, harm, by name calling, insults, making sexual comments, harsh teasing, taunting, mickering, or verbal threats. Physical bullying can involve hitting, kicking, pinching, punching, or otherwise attacking others. Rational bullying focuses on excluding someone for, you know, the peer groups, usually through verbal threats, spreading rumors, and other, you know, and other forms. And reactive bullying involves the bullying, you know, respond to a former victim by picking on others. So, Mr. Kirkland, what do you think, what does bullying actually mean to you?
Okay, well, bullying to me, it means that there's someone who is trying to basically take control over you. Mm-hmm. And so they try to have their will or exert their will over your will.
Yeah.
To give them the advantage. And so bullying is a form of demeaning the person themselves by not allowing them to be who they should be, because you're trying to get them to be what you want them to be.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kirkland. I have a question. So have you ever witnessed bullying as a teacher? And if so, how did you handle it?
Yes, I have witnessed bullying as a teacher, where someone would take something from someone that didn't want to give it to the individual. And what I would do, I would talk to the student that was doing the bully and correct the behavior, let them know that that is unacceptable for them to treat someone else like that. And normally I kind of observe them from there to make sure it doesn't happen. And then I talk to the student that was bullied and say, you let me know if this ever happens again so I can take corrective action. Now, that also depends on how they bully them.
Right.
So if it's a physical, if they're trying to use physical force to bully them, mm-hmm. then that's a write-up. And then it goes to the administrator, and then we get parents involved in it, and it goes from there.
I get you. So, Mr. Kirkland, for how long I've been in the school system, I have witnessed so much bullying that it is like, it's just crazy. I have seen teachers, like, how do you say it, encouraging bullying because mm-hmm. of the smarts that the kid has who's getting bullied. And I think that's wrong. So what I do is, as a student, I report that to the administrator. So we, as teens, we all have to understand that sometimes we need to speak up and do more, even if you're not getting bullied and if you're scared of, you know, getting bullied, still have to speak up. You have to spread word, and you have to protect others how, you know, they want you to protect you. All right. So another question for you, Mr.
Yes.
What kind of effects do you think bullying has on your students?
Well, I think the effect that it have is that it lowers a person's self-esteem. Mm-hmm. They begin to start lacking confidence. And when you can drive a person's self-esteem down, right, take away their confidence, then you basically can have your will with them. And then I see where that type of person easily give up on things and not kind of face the challenges that you are faced with life that helps you mm-hmm. to mature and grow properly. And so I think bullying also affects a way a person develop, not only mentally, but also physically.
Right. And on Problems of a Teenager, we talk about suicide, we talk about depression, we're talking about bullying, like right now, and low of self-esteem, I mean, that starts at that starts to turn into depression, which is equally into anxiety, which leads to suicide. So bullying is just something small becoming something big over time, and that's why you should cancel it while it's small before it becomes bigger than it already is. So Mr. Kirkland, do you think yes. bullying would decrease if parents would be more supporting to their kids?
Yes, I think that if I think the parents have different ways on how they can try to help their kids who are faced with bullying.
Says about that. And I really do get you, Mr. Kirkley. I really do get you. So, another thing about bullying is there is a difference. What is the difference between bullying and normal conflict between peers? Conflict mm-hmm. is like a normal part of relationships because people have different perspectives and priorities. While kids need adult supervision, which I do not think at all. So, back to the question, Mr. Kirkland.
Yes.
Do you think parents should step up and take, control in school environment so that their child knows that I'm here for you just in case I'm getting bullied, just in case you have to say anything, I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. What do you think about that?
Okay, so with parents involved in it, myself as a parent, I only had like one child that said that they were being picked on at school. And so I had to go up, talk to the teacher, got the other parents involved in it. We had a conversation so that this would not continue on with them. But parents, they have a lot of, as a parent, you want to get involved in everything that your child doing, even if they're not being bullied, you want to get involved in their lives because their life is rapidly changing as they are changing, as they are developing into, and develop into adults. And so parents do want to get involved. And I believe that parents should get involved with all school activities, not just I'm going to get involved because my child now being bullied.
Right.
But a lot of times if you're involved with the day in and day out of things and activities that your child is doing, sometimes you can catch bullying before it even gets off the ground mm-hmm. because you're there around them.
And I do get that. So basically what we're trying to say is parents, you have to step up. Not just because your child is getting bullied, but because you should do that as a parent to be interactive with your child's school life and sometimes social life. All right, so Mr. Kirkland.
Yes.
How do I help, the young people in my life from getting bullied?
Okay, so there's several things that you can do. When you say, hey, it's more than just a pep talk and tell them like, don't, if I were you, I wouldn't put up with that. It's more than that. It's to let them know like, hey, I got your back. I'm going to stand with you. So, let's go report this to the teacher or an administrator. and I'm going to be there to support you and be a friend to you to help you get through this process. And I think a lot of times when we have peers, peer-to-peer involvement and help, it'll help. Because, you know, if you're the bully of the classroom and the whole class stand up against you and say, we're not going to put up with that anymore, you need to stop that.
Right.
A lot of times you can drive that bullying out of that person, because now they have no audience. Because a lot of time a bully needs an audience. They need somebody to approve what they're doing to that person is cool. But when everybody said, that's not cool, man. Yo, girl, that's not cool. When people start doing that, when other students start doing that, then it started tapering out.
Right. So I do believe that as teens and as adults, we do need to stand up and stop bullying one and all, like I said before, because bullying leads to depression, which leads to suicide, which I cannot tell you more how dangerous that is for adults and teens, mostly teens, because they do go through it harder, with some depression and anxiety and other things about that. So, Mr. Kirkland,
yes.
Why do you think kids bully?
I believe some kids bully because of things that goes on in their house. Some of them are, some kids might be disadvantaged at home, certain things they don't get. So they see that you're getting these things, and then they're trying to take those things away. Sometimes it's how their parents, sometimes they may be like, a lot of times I see it with the younger sibling in the house. And when they get to school, now that they're among their peers, they get bullied at home. So then they come and bully at school. And I see that sometimes.
Wow. That's very, Mr. Kirkland, I think I actually do get you about that. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do understand that. And see, as soon as you said that, it jumped through my mind. Oh, wow. This is the stuff that actually happens. Oh, wow. This is something true that you're telling me right now. But, Mr. Clerk, do you have anything else to say right now?
Yes, I do. What I want to say at this moment is that I know you want to hear more, but it's time for a break. So make sure you stay tuned after these messages.
Make sure you stay tuned, everyone. And welcome back to break, and welcome back to the seventh episode of this podcast, Problems of a Teenager, featuring Leroy Kirkland, a preacher, retired military officer, and guess what? He's a teacher. So today we were talking about bullying. Bullying is such a serious topic. So, I mean, let's get back into that, because I was having a little, you know, fun. It was interesting. Okay, so. Back to the question, Mr. Kirkland.
Yes.
Have you ever witnessed parents encouraging their kids to bully other kids? And if so, what do you do?
You know, that's a good question. And yes, I have. Especially when the parent feels that the other child is taking advantage of their child, then they'll go over there and tell them to take this from this child, or tell this child to do this. And a lot of times when I have to tell them, like, you know, that's not a good behavior that you're teaching your child. And what I always tell them, I say, you have to teach your children how to negotiate and how to make an appeal.
Right.
Those are tools that every child needs to have. And to just, for a child to just, when you having a child just exert their will on someone,
hey,
because they feel like they're bigger, stronger than that other child, that's not correct. Because after a while, they'll meet someone bigger than them, stronger than them, and they're not going to like it if that person treated them the same way. So you want to treat people the way you want to be treated. And you got to teach your children, you have to treat people with respect, because you want people to treat you with respect.
I get that. So, Mr. Kirkland, how do you think parents of abused children should react?
I think that the way that they should react to being bullied is that you have to say something. Mm-hmm. Not saying anything makes the problem even worse. And it doesn't matter how afraid you are or how much the person is intimidating you. Right. You still need to say something. You know, I was bullied in school where I had this guy, his name was George, and I was in middle school, and every day he would come up and jump in front of me in the lunch line and then turn around and stare me down. And I would just get scared. I would just get scared. And the other kids in the line were kind of like egging on, like, ooh, he did this to you. Oh, you know, you got punked. And I was like, you know, I because I was afraid. I'm like, I don't think I can. I'm afraid. And right. So I never went and told anybody. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell anyone in an authoritative position at the school. And then one day, one of my friends said, look, dude, just fight the guy, get it over with. If he beat you, that's fine. At least he won't bother you anymore because he know you'll fight him.
Right.
And that's what happened. I fought the guy. Oh. And he stopped bullying me. But I don't recommend you do that.
Right.
Because I did everything wrong. That was all wrong what I did. I should have told my parents, or I should have went to an administrator at the school and told him what was happening.
Right.
Because if he's doing me like that, who else is he doing like that?
Right. So you have to stand up.
You have to stand up and say something.
You have to stand up in your community, your homes, and school, no matter where you're getting bullied at, no matter where you're getting abused at. Because if you sit there, if you don't do anything, there's something bad is going to happen. You're going to end up catching depression or anxiety, and hopefully don't. But you may end up committing suicide. Something I just can't stress more, that we should not commit suicide, because we have something to live for. We have something to live for in our future. Right now, we can take care of ourselves no matter what. We can do things that other dreams of doing. Like, first of all, if you go on my Linktree page, Problems of a Teenager Linktree page, I'll post everything in the link below. Kids in Nigeria, they're getting robbed from their... See, I read an article about kids in Nigeria, what's happening in Nigeria. They're getting robbed. Their iPhones are getting taken away from them. Their money, everything that the kids have in Nigeria is getting taken away from them by people that were there supposed to protect them. And teens and kids, we have to learn how to stand up for ourselves, because if we don't, we're not going to get anywhere in life. You can't sit there and let someone walk over you without doing something. You stand up. Your community stands up. Your school system should stand up. Your parents should stand up and stop what's going on in your community or at home. So, Mr. Kirkland, I have another question for you before we leave.
Yes.
So, all right. I mean, just a whole lot of going
on. There's a whole lot going on.
Okay, so.
They're listening to the podcast and they're responding.
Why? And they're responding and everything. Is that the group for Peter? All right. I'm a question. Should we teach children to act when they see another child being harassed?
Yes. Yes, you should act.
You should.
You should act. Because we can gain courage among each other. And I think that if another student sees someone being bullied, they should stand with them. And let the other person know that behavior is unacceptable here.
Right. And see, Two is better than one. I'm going to say at the end of my podcast, two is better than one. Two people are bigger than one. If you're seeing somebody getting bullied, you go up and help no matter where you're at. Like I said before, no matter if you're school, in your school, home, or community, bullying is something that has to be stopped, because bullying end up leading to suicide. I'm doing a report about it right now in school. I am, about mental health and psychology, because it's just a whole lot going on in the teen's mind, in the adult's mind. You have to stand up, guys. So, I'm so sorry to say, everyone, that this episode of Problems of a Teenager is over. Make sure you share this video and subscribe for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager. We're now available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and Pocket Casts, and more. We're now also available on Twitter and Facebook at Problems of a Teenager Podcast with no spaces. And if you want to get It's Kirkland, even though he has phones ringing in the background. if you want to hear about Kirkland, then I really do think you should go listen to my Patreon page. Problems of a Teenager Patreon page. I just posted it. Go check it out. All right, Mr. Kirkland, do you have anything else to say?
Hey, I want to just thank you for inviting me, and I'm telling you, I truly enjoyed myself today. I really love what you're doing, and I'm telling you, God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Kirkland. I really do appreciate that. So, I think there's time for a little quote.
All right, so this is the time where I have to rise above the hate and shame from others to prove to myself what I'm worthy of.
And everyone, make sure you go to Mr. Kirkland app on Google App Store about his his church. You explain it to him.
Yes, I have a Google App Store. It's called Elohim Christian Center in the Google App Store, and coming soon to the App Store for Apple users. And also, our YouTube channel is Leroy Kirkland. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to put in, and you can watch us on YouTube. And thank you, Kia.
Oh, no problem, Mr. Kirkland. Everyone, remember, two is better than one. Stand up in your community, home, or school. Thank you, Mr. Kirkland, for being on this episode of Having a Teenager with Me. I'm so grateful that you can take the time out of your busy day, because I hit a phone and I hit a computer ringing.
Yes.
So, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day.
You're welcome.
Talk to teens and adults about what's going on in their life. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listening. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. You too. Bye bye.
Hey everyone, thank you for watching episode 7 of Problems of a Teenager podcast featuring Leroy Kirkland, pastor and ELA educator. He's a spiritual advisor and ex-military officer. I'm so excited to be sharing the spotlight with him today. Everyone, make sure you go follow me on all social media. I'm Twitter and Facebook, to be exact, at Problems of a Teenager podcast with no spaces. And follow us on Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, and more. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Problems of a Teenager.